Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Earl Harrison, president of Handytech North America. And he almost has his voice here, which is good enough because we want to talk to him about several new things. One of them sitting right in front of me, this new active Braille display. Earl, welcome to Blind Bargains, and why don't you tell me a little bit about this?
Thanks. Great to be here, as usual. Active Braille is a 40-cell Braille display. It is just being unveiled here in the U.S. market at ATIA. And it is the first portable Braille display with something called Active Tactile Control, or ATC technology.
Right.
Basically, what that means is it senses the location of your fingers on the display, and we've actually determined it, rather the manufacturer has determined that the reading finger is always the highest area of pressure on the Braille display, and this has been borne out in studies and such. So about 4 years ago we introduced the desktop version of the device that has active tactile control called the Modular Evolution,
right?
And now we're proud to have a more mobile version.
Sure. Really, let's see, how big is this thing? You have a you have a regular Braille keyboard there, the eight dots with a couple space bars there in the front, and then the 40 Braille cells are between the space bars and the Braille cells. Let's see, how heavy is this? Do you know how much it weighs?
No, I don't. If I had to guess, I'd say it's about 2 pounds.
Yeah. Bluetooth and USB.
Oh, yes. It's got both USB A and B ports on it.
Okay.
So you can connect a QWERTY keyboard if you had a reason to.
Okay.
But really, the strength in this thing is with the active tactile
control. Let's set it back down. I'm going to try to read some Braille.
I'll put it down right over here.
All right. Where'd you put it? Further here. There. All right. So the theory here is it's going to, as I'm moving my fingers along the cells, it's going to advance without me pressing any sort of advanced.
Correct.
So you said chord L will bring me back to the beginning?
Correct.
Active Braille. And that's a blank line. The mobile Braille solution with active tactile control, ATC. Blank. Touching the solution. Active Braille is the world's first 40-character Braille display for patented ATI technology, or ATC technology. In addition of being an ergonomically optimized Braille display, Active Braille is also a powerful note taker on which you can store hundreds of books. So, basically, as my fingers get to the right edge, right 3 or 4 cells, it sees that my fingers are there, and then it decides to flip it over. You have to have somewhat of a consistent Braille technique, it seems. Sometimes I read Braille where my hands are kind of going all over the place, and that might confuse it a little bit. I guess it's my understanding you can adjust the sensitivity, or...
You can actually adjust the sensitivity and the intensity of the Braille cells.
Right.
And we've discovered that people who've been reading for a really long time, such as yourself, and you probably have a pretty light touch.
Right.
We've determined that setting it on the lowest intensity tends to give better results.
Right. It was actually doing a really good job for me not adjusting any settings or anything. And, it basically was advancing when I wanted it to. And for some reason, it didn't advance. You kind of just swipe your finger over to the right, and then, it will advance. So it's instead of having to use cursor routing keys and things like that, it's it seems like a definite improvement.
Well, yeah. One of the examples that we use is that, the book Gone with the Wind consists of about 600,000 characters. And during the course of reading that book, you press the space bar or whatever navigation key you need to press about 20,000 times. So I guess in that sense, it's ergonomically correct because you're not always, forever pressing buttons.
Sure, sure. Definitely. If you're an avid Braille reader, everybody should be. If you're totally blind, definitely seems like it might make things a little bit easier. It works well with the screen readers, I take it.
Oh yes, it works with all the major screen readers. I just love the ability to sit and read a book, for example. Mm-hmm. But its real strength is not in the fact that it's a portable note taker, because those are all over the place.
Right.
Lots of choices for those. its real strength is that it's the only Braille display in the world that has active tactile control. Mm-hmm. It can be connected to a computer, and I think it is very useful, for example, for Braille instruction, because it comes with something called the log analyzer,
right,
which actually allows us to gather measurable quantitative data on a student's progress.
Right.
So with the log analyzer, we can do a printout and see how many words per minute they're reading, how many times they've read backwards, how many times they've stopped, and some other reading behaviors as well.
And just like your other Braille display, it has the HID support.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. HID, to back up, for those who don't really understand what that means, basically it means you can plug it in to a computer and it will work?
It just installs its own driver.
Right.
Some screen readers have something of a software bridge that is required in order for it to work.
Right.
But in the case of Window Eyes, for example, it just, plug in Braille.
Yeah, I know I plugged in one of the HandyTech displays. I was surprised. I did the install, and there's actually HandyTech scripts for Window Eyes that were actually custom tailored for the screen reader.
They did a great job.
So definitely interesting. And of course, it works with the iOS devices as well.
The Active Braille, I know that Apple has the specification for Active Braille, but I have not gotten it to work yet.
Okay.
That's going to be in a future release.
Right. It would just be a firmware upgrade, of course.
Right.
That you could get.
It's such a new device.
Sure. So the Active Braille, is it shipping now?
We're looking at mid-March.
Okay. And what's the price going to be for that?
$6,999.
$90.
Not 99. Yeah. No, 90.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And I've already experienced a lot of backlash because of the price, but, we've got to keep in mind that about 11 years of research and development has gone into the product. It's the only one that does what it does.
Right.
And,
do you think
it's one of those things.
Is there a difference in build quality between a $7,000 display and a $3,000 or a $2,500 40-cell display?
Yeah, I do. I think one of our corporate customers shopping, and they had all of them sitting on the table.
Uh-huh.
And they selected ours because they said visually you can just see the qualitative difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit biased because I am the North American distributor, but pick up some of the less expensive Braille displays and simply put them back down on the table. There's one out there, and obviously I can't mention names, that you can actually feel all the pins just moving around when you set it down because it kind of has this clang feel to it. But it works, and we also understand that the difference between $2,500 for a Braille display and $7,000 display could be the difference for some people between either having Braille or not having Braille. So, this display isn't for everybody. I mean, just based on the sheer price point, but I think on functionality, a Braille instructional tool, I think it's just awesome.
Sure.
So.
Sure. On a completely different note, I saw a press release that HandyTech North America became the U.S. distributor for the Accomplish Cash Manager.
That's true. Yes. That whole thing came about in a kind of an interesting way. Because as a blind business owner myself, I'm forever struggling on a way to gain access to my own financials.
Sure.
I started out with a desktop version of a popular software program, and the sighted folks in my office, they were just fine with that, but I couldn't access anything independently. Then we went to the online version, and that was better, but there were still a lot of things I couldn't do. And then later on, I actually hired an accounting firm, and they actually had a VPN into a desktop version of QuickBooks, and I just said, enough.
There's got to be something out there.
There's got to be something better. And actually, last year, I spoke with a gentleman by the name of Kane Brolin, who had been in touch with the folks at Accomplish Limited, and he told me about the Cash Manager program.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually purchased it for some of our clients, and went out and participated in some training that was actually done by Accomplish.
Right.
And I was impressed, and I'm in the process of moving everything from QuickBooks over to the Cash Manager system.
So. How is the feature set? I know a lot of the common complaints of the the financial programs for the blind, so like Money Talks, is what there was always very limited, and just, you know, it worked for basic, you know, checkbook functions. But for a business, it seemed very limited. Is this is a lot more feature rich?
Well, there are three versions of the cash manager software. There's a home version, there's a for-profit version, and there's a not-for-profit version. And the for-profit version, which is the version that I'll be using, it has...
Because you prefer to make a profit, right?
Because, well, I prefer to at least break even.
Yeah.
Pay the bills.
Yeah.
We do have the ability to generate quotes and invoices and and obviously do paper checks. They've got something, you know, you can check charitable accounts, your profit and loss statement, all this stuff that's... And a blind business owner, just like any business owner,
wants expenses and
budgets.
Yeah.
You understand that cash manager has been around for about 20 years. Accomplish has been around for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a mainstream application that's been quite popular in New Zealand and Australia. And it's just hitting the U.S. market. And they're kind of starting with us as sort of a test market.
Mm-hmm.
Because as it happens, a gentleman from Australia bought Cash Manager, discovered that it was mostly accessible.
Yep.
And there have been audits done on it since. And the company is very motivated to make it accessible. So it's really exciting.
Right.
There's still some things that don't work with some screen readers, but they're just...
Is there any support for bringing in online transactions, things like that, or...?
Not currently.
Right.
No. You mean where if you do an online transaction?
Well, like where you can link into your bank account and a lot of the financial programs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, you can definitely download your bank activity.
Right.
So I thought you meant like a shopping cart inner.
No, I'm talking. APIs. No, most like QuickBooks and those programs.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely. You can download and balance your...
Yeah, and for anybody who's tried, they know that basically every version of QuickBooks for Windows is dead on arrival for a blind person.
It's true.
You really, and he's right. Yeah, the online version, maybe. Well, even aside from that, you're paying up to $40 a month or more.
Yeah,
just to use it.
It's expensive, and it's.
What's the pricing structure for Accomplish?
Let's see if I get this right here. $250 for the for-profit, $200 for the non-profit, and $50 for the home edition.
Is there a demo available?
There is a demo available, and if you're at ATI, we have actually got demo CDs here. We happen to mail CDs out, or you can go to the website and download it.
Sure. Why don't you give out that website and your other contact information?
Sure. The HandyTech website is www.handytech.us.
Mm-hmm.
The telephone number is 651-636-5184.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have questions about, if you need a link to the download or something, you want us to email it to you, you can email us at info@handytech.us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Earl.
You're welcome.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.